Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 8th May 2025, Thursday class. We will be continuing our sharing from this book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code. We are at Unique Code 151, coming to 152. Okay, as usual, we will gather and have our physical puja. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo.那么文殊菩萨，那么文殊菩萨，那么文殊菩萨，那么佛菩萨，那么佛菩萨，那么佛菩萨。阿拉亨萨玛萨布多巴嘎瓦，布当巴嘎万当。Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho.Sanghang Namami Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama SambuddhasaNamo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang GacchamiDutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang GacchamiPanati Pata Viramani Sikkhapada Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapada Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapada SamadhiyamiMusawada Viramani Sikkhapada Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapada Samadhiyami Ganna SarappaditenaDipena tamadangsina Tiloka dipang sambudang Pujayami tamonudang Ganda sambarayutena Dupena hang suganghina Pujaye pujaniyantangPuja Bhajana Muttamang Vanna Ganda Gunopetang Etang Kasuma Santatin Pujayami Munindasa สีริปาดาสารโรเหปูเจมิปตังกสุเมนาเนนาปุณเณนามเตนาเชโหตุโมคังปูปังมิลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโยตัตตายติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหัตถุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปาเลปาริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหัตถุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตโบจานังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมัง Okay, now we shall recite our puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all thisPuja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance in. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool waterLead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the blessed, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue.Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruit of karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One.Strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings,May our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu.Sadhu, Sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Tripaja. Buddhang Pujemi. Dhammang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi. So as usual, we are all the like, eh?So that you all can train yourself to develop the half an hour of awareness-based meditation. By now, I think most of you are already familiar, with what this training of mind is all about. To develop this awareness-based meditation is very important because it is for you to train your mind to have a stable inner sati or mindfulness, or what we call awareness within. And the best way to do it is to make use of the four support, especially the first three. Develop the ability to relax body and mind. And after that, don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Just maintain silence. Maintaining silence is to be aware. Then just stabilize this awareness, also called silent mind. You only have to continuously train and develop the stability of it. So initially, for those who are new, your mind wanders off a lot, wanders off very fast. You cannot stay still without thought, because you have not trained, and your spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya are not developed, especially Sati. Without that, your mind becomes heedless. It wanders off very fast. You cannot stay put, not to think. You must have something for your mind to do, otherwise you cannot meditate, because the mental hindrance are there, very active. So when mental hindrance are not taken care of, means you will become heedless. You will think a lot. So the only way to do it is to have a skillful means to decondition the heedless thinking. You can either use the mind sweeping method, which I have reintroduced, and now with the AI executive summary is very good. You should listen to it, then make some notes. Then when you understand, do the mind sweeping method, especially for new people, it will help you a lot. Then when your mind becomes quiet, peaceful, then it's very easy to develop this silent mind, which is your meditative mind, accumulating into your true mind, which is completely silent and without thought. Then when you can stabilize it, it becomes very, very quiet, peaceful. Then you will experience the true mind, which is the silent mind in pure awareness. You will realize the tranquility and stillness of mind without thought. It's a free mind without thought. But to do this, you must train and you must have the understanding. It's not easy when you understand. Then after that, you just silent everything. Stay at the heart area. And whatever vibration or heartbeat, you can detect them, just stay with it and allow it to be in a state of natural relaxed state. Then when your awareness and the pulsation or the vibration or the heartbeat, when they move as one, that is the deep mindfulness of that movement, which is very good. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything, just silent, stay with it and let it move. It will regulate itself. Then when it do that, your heedless thinking, your vibration, they will like slow down, slow down, slow down, and become more and more quiet, more and more peaceful, more and more tranquil. And just continue to let this movement stabilize until like suddenly you don't feel anything, like there is no more heartbeat, no more vibration, no more movement. You can do until that stability is very good. That is the beginning of the mind entering sati, but it hasn't stabilized. and that phase will not come so fast if you are new. So be patient, continue to relax, maintain awareness, and let things be until the mind becomes very quiet and very still. Then stay with the silence, stay with the stillness, and allow the mind to settle down. Finally, it will enter the deep. Then whatever movement within your form and mind, you will know. Yeah, it's like magnified. Then allow your mind to only maintain awareness. Whatever arise, aware, finish. Aware, silent. Don't try to create any more thought. And for those who already know how to meditate, know how to stabilize your inner awareness, you can straight away relax body and mind and allow the mind to settle down in the heart area. Then just feel, allow your stability or sati to detect whatever that come across. Whatever that the silent mind come across, it will detect and it will move on its own. So your fourth support is trust. Allow your nature to develop the meditative movement. Trust the inner awareness nature to do the meditative movement. Don't direct it. Don't try to control it, because that one is all the time by the thought. When thought is active, you cannot be in the state of sati. The knowing also by thought. The doing is also by the thought. So don't try to know, don't try to do. Otherwise the thought becomes active again. Then you continue to relax into it and just let things be. When you can do that, this mind will become very beautiful. It will become more and more quiet, more and more quiet, more tranquil, until suddenly you experience a stillness, a moment of like no thought, completely without thought. Then stay with the silence. Whatever arises, aware. No need to do anything. Then that stability of awareness will develop until the mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, you will know. Well, from that silent mind, which is your true mind, the meditative mind, thought will arise, thinking will arise. See it clearly, how it creates mundane thinking, how the mundane mind upon contact manifest the movement. Then you will clearly understand the paticca-samuppada, the dwelling. Why the Buddha say, avijja paccaya sankhara, sankhara paccaya vijnanam, vijnanam paccaya namarupa, or namarupa. Then from there arise the whole movement. You will start to understand. Okay, I let you meditate on your own. I will set the alarm for 30 minutes. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. Stabilize it and make use of it to live life, to develop the daily mindfulness, so that you are heedful throughout life. Invocation to the Devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities and Devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release. Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. this is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chiyakawalisu Atva Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Munirajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahaṃ sammā sambuddho vijja carana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sārati satta deva manusānaṃ Buddho Bhagavati Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachyatang Veditabho Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Yadidam Chattari Purisa Yukkani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Sakkasangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakkineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttarang Punyang Ketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Turn to page 41. We have to go back one or two code. We look at unique Dhamma code 150. This one explained to us clearly the meaning of dependent origination and also condition arising phenomena. So you listen. When mind comes into contact with sense organ and their respective sense data, then sense door consciousness will arise or comes to be. Hence, all sense door consciousness is dependent originating, condition arising. Means they are just a condition arising, cause of phenomena. That's how you understand the law of cause and effect, the law of dependent origination, cause of phenomena. All phenomena that arise within our conditioned world or existential world is condition arising, cause of phenomena. And for it to arise, like the Buddha said, our mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. So that is the most fundamental and most important understanding. And what is this mind? This is all mundane mind, thinking mind, which is condition arising from the pure awareness nature, which is the first to arise from the source. Each and every living being, you have that, where that is our primordial mind, before the arising of thought. It is already there since the very beginning. So this primordial mind, which is the pure awareness nature, is like the beginning of arising of mind. So that pure awareness nature is actually your true mind, your silent mind, your pure awareness nature. It was there all the time, before even the arising of thought. And from there, thought arises. That's why our purpose of developing the meditation is to see that mind, to realize that mind, then observe within that silence, choiceless awareness without any interference from the thought process. And this choiceless awareness within can observe and see clearly how thought arises, how the manifestation of sense or consciousness arises. So like what I have mentioned in the Unicode, that mind, the mundane mind, when mind comes into contact with the sense organ and the respective sense data, means these are the three fundamental conditions that is needed for consciousness to arise. And a very good example is the physical experiment. I will draw that thing there. So like the physical experiment. So this is the switch. So this switch is like contact. When you switch it on, you like make contact. And this battery is like your mind. This one is your power source. Then this one, the bulb. This one is like your sense organ. You see, when you switch it on, upon contact, immediately this light bulb lights up. The lighting up is a nature's condition. You don't need a creator to create seeing consciousness or hearing consciousness or smell, taste, tactile or thought consciousness. These are nature's process. So what is happening is the lighting up is like our senses become conscious. And this is why we call ourselves a conscious being. We can be conscious of what we see. That's why seeing consciousness can arise. Then hearing consciousness can arise. We can be conscious of what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactile feel and think. And all these are dependent originating, condition arising. Without causes and conditions, it never manifests. That's why all these arising phenomena, they are based on nature's law. They are condition arising, dependent originating. That's why it's called causal phenomena. Without causes and conditions, there is nothing. When causes and conditions comes to be, then phenomena arise. So see this analogy clearly. And when you meditate, when you have the silent inner awareness, you can stay here at the pure awareness nature there. This is the first thing to arise from the source. But to have this, you must have a form and mind that is karmically conditioned out. Karmically conditioned out. For our case, it's a human being. Otherwise, it can be any living being. So this form of mind, within this form of mind, at the heart area, there is a gateway to link to this one. Yeah. And this one, the pure awareness nature, is already there all the time, primordial, before the arising of thought. From here, as you grew up, as from the baby, then you learn the conditioning, and from here you create thinking based on memory. That's why thought is response to memory. And this memory that create this thinking, the 5 year of form of mind, this is the second aspect, the mundane mind. When you meditate, when you are here, you can see this movement from here to here. That's the tea of pure awareness nature can see. Then you know, this one that arises is dependent originating following this. This mundane mind is not intrinsic. It's not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why in my unique code I say, when mind arises, this mundane mind arises. Yeah. Then it can trigger off sense door consciousness. What is important is, when this mind arises, it will make contact with the sense data and the sense organ. Then it will trigger the respective sense door consciousness. That's how you can become conscious. But this form of mind is not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why it's not real. It's a phenomenon, dependent originating also. This one also has three condition to sustain its arising. You need the life force, which trigger off the pulse of life. Then you need a physical body, which is, the physical body is the physical aspect where the sense bases are. Then you have the consciousness that is trapped inside, which is the rebirth consciousness that goes through the years of living that accumulated all the, we call it the views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, everything. Even your tradition, your fear, your phobia or whatever that you accumulate in your memory, your brain. And that become the content of consciousness. That's why that consciousness is just a bundles of memory. A bundle of memory in your brain with its conditioning and belief system. Then from there, you create thought. Thought arises through respond to memory. But you need this pure awareness nature. It's just like this power source. When this arises, you input the content through the senses. Then it triggers the 5 aggregate of form and mind, which is the second aspect of the 5 aggregate of form and mind, which we call the thought or the mundane mind. And when you are mindful, aware at this pure awareness nature, you can see this movement very clearly. That's why that unique code is for you to understand how we define phenomena and why we say our world is a phenomenal world, world of consciousness, and they are all dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. That is how we know the world. That's how we can make use of the senses to interact with the world. That's why we are a conscious being. We are alive. When the causes and conditions are there, it will manifest and animate us into a living being. Or in our case, it's a human being. As if we become alive already, we exist already. But they are all condition arising phenomena, no reality, because you don't have the pure awareness nature. You don't have the ability to see this movement or manifestation through the direct seeing clearly. That's why you become deceived. And you don't know who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being, and how all this interplay of phenomena and consciousness come to be. So now I read again, unique code 150, you will have a more stable and deeper understanding. This part is very important. You can penetrate, you will progress very fast. So whenever your mind arises, it will develop contact. So when mind comes into contact with our respective sense organ and their respective sense data, that particular sense door consciousness will arise or comes to be. Hence, all of the things that we experience through our consciousness, they are all sense door consciousness, which is dependent originating. And because it's dependent originating, it's just a condition arising phenomena. So see it clearly. Yeah. That's why from the phenomena that arise from this five aggregate of form and mind, because our sense basis upon contact, consciousness come to be. So this six sense door trigger the phenomenal world of consciousness, the six type of respective consciousness that created the world. That's why the Buddha say, your mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. The conditioned world, the phenomenal world, or the existential world, they all arise, like real, like exist already. But they are all mind-made consciousness, arising and passing away. How real is consciousness? It's just an image within your mundane mind. As real as it can be, it's only an image. It arises and passes away so fast. Momentary. But because our mundane mind, we created the illusion of time, past and future. We even created present moment. Then we cling, we grasp, we give meaning. That's why we entangle ourselves. And this is how this phenomenal world can become chaotic, give you a lot of suffering and problem. Because all the things that manifest, it can lure you, entice you, and condition you to deludedly give meaning, grasp onto it, cling onto it, hold onto it, fight over it, and argue over it. And all the conflict, the war, the whatever misunderstanding, they just manifest from there. And this is how, when you are mindful, when you are able to see this, you see the unreality of the phenomenal world of consciousness. No reality at all. As real as it can be, it's only a thought. Moment to moment. Arise, pass away. Like we have gone through. Existence can be related to going through life. And to go through life is to go through time. So time and existence and life, they are related. So if you want to understand life, understand existence, you have to understand time. And time, we can define it very easily. The whole spectrum of time, we can break it down into past, present, and future. And within these three, past and future are illusionary time, no, not a reality yet. Your past is already gone, cannot be a reality. Future yet to come, also not a reality. The only reality within life is the moment. Moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? Are you here at the pure awareness nature, or are you lost in thought within the five aggregate of form and mind? Thinking, worrying. That's why I summarize for you. Most of the time, living beings who don't have the Dhamma understanding and wisdom, they are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. So much so, they never live life. They can never be with the moment to really perceive or experience the pristine beauty and wonders of life within the moment. Moment to moment, every experience is very pristine, very beautiful. And that is to live, truly live. Otherwise, you existed through life. That's why it's called existence. You existed through life. Actually, you become heedless. You wasted your life. You never live. Yeah. Not that you never live. Your thought is living your life. You are never here to experience all of the pristine beauty of life, the manifestation that you can really experience and see clearly and witness. But most human beings are never here, the pure awareness nature. They are most of the time trapped in thought. That's why lost in thought, heedless. And this is the most dangerous existence. That's why when you do not have the Dhamma understanding, you are not able to develop the pure awareness to stay here. You cannot see all this. You cannot understand this movement. And because of that, the Buddha said, you have Sakkaya Ditthi, self-delusion. You grasp, you cling. And because of that, you also have ignorant avijja. You don't understand the nature's law that governs life and existence, the Panchaniyamas. You cannot see them. You cannot understand their movement and manifestation. Okay? So this part, I want to go through it again so that you understand clearly what the Buddha meant by dependent originating, condition arising phenomena. Everything is in a state of flux. Dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. They move very fast. Without sati, without mindfulness, without the pure awareness, you cannot really follow. You cannot cope. That's why to live life, to cope with life, you must have the pure awareness within. Because these mundane thinking, they move very fast. Within every moment of sense experience and contact, billions of consciousness just move by without you being aware. And without sati awareness, you cannot be with the moment to experience, to understand the moment, to see it clearly. Yeah. So now I will continue with Unique Code 151. Unique Code 151 is an extension of 150. It's more difficult to understand. Anyway, I will read through Unique Code 151 again. Oh no, 150 again. When mind comes into contact with sense organ and their respective sense data, sense law consciousness will arise like the physics experiment or comes to be. Hence, all of your six sense law consciousness, they are all dependent originating, just a condition arising, cause of phenomena, no reality, just consciousness come and go, he no you, he no me. There is no permanent unchanging entity. Everything is just dependent originating, condition arising phenomena. Yeah. In the Mahayana Sutta, Diamond Sutta, the famous stanza, Yiqie yu wei fa, zu meng huan pao yi, zu lu yi lu tian, yin zuo lu si, zu si guan. So this one is a very famous Diamond Sutta stanza saying. He said, within the conditioned world, everything is conditioned Dhamma. See it clearly, understand it. Why? Because it's only the sixth sense with mind as the forerunner of all things. When mind arises and make contact with the sense basis and the respective sense data, it triggers the respective sense of consciousness. Then we input the content of consciousness and trigger of the thought process, which become the moral causation. That's how karma come to be. That's why your thought has been subdivided into moral and immoral thought process, or in the Pali term is kusala and akusala citta. And this is how this citta, which is the thought, second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind, manifest and trigger of the karmic process. Then from there, it started the movement of thought, the phenomenal world of consciousness. Then the whole of existence and life become like manifested as if it's real. Without your silent mind being aware, you cannot see the unreality of this phenomenal world of consciousness. You cannot see mind. You cannot see beyond mind, because you cannot see the unreality of mind. And to see all this, you need mindfulness. You need awareness. Similarly, the phenomenal world of form. If you cannot see form via your mundane mind, mundane seeing, then you cannot understand the unreality of form. And you cannot see form and the unreality of form, you cannot see beyond form. Similarly, mind is the same. You cannot see the mind's movement and activity, then how can you see the unreality of mind? Just images come and go, dependent originating, condition arising. Not until you insight into it, awaken to it, to see the unreality, you cannot see beyond mind. That's why this unique 151 now, I will read to you again. To see beyond mind, one must have the ability to develop the direct seeing. We are the silent mind in pure awareness, to see things as they are, without words, without concept. So this one is very important. That's why we have to stabilize our pure awareness nature to enable us to see things as they are without the interference of our memory, our brain, our conditioning, our belief system, our tradition, etc. Not until you can stabilize your pure awareness nature, you cannot have the ability to insight in the phenomena and to awaken, to develop the wisdom, to penetrate the unreality of form and mind, to see clearly that each and every of these are phenomena, born of causes and conditions, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, empty, no reality, not what you think. He know you, he know me, no mark of anything. So seeing all this with the pure awareness nature is very important. So I repeat, I read again. To see beyond mind, one must have a stable pure awareness nature to have the ability to develop the direct seeing via the silent mind in pure awareness, to see things as they are without the words and concept, means as it is, before the perception, the description, the interference from our conditioned mind. Then after that, you have to develop the understanding through your own meditative wisdom. You see how the mundane mind arises after you input the content of consciousness. That's why I mentioned here, mundane mind is consciousness and its content, means the creation of the mundane mind. The mundane mind comes from the pure awareness nature. Before you input the content of consciousness, there was no mundane mind, mundane thinking. Whereas true mind is just pure awareness. Before the arising of perception, before the knowing, before the arising of the aggregates of mind, which is basically sankhara, the content of consciousness. When wisdom arises through the direct seeing, when you get insight into phenomena and awaken to their three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha and anatta, then you can actually understand the whole phenomenal world of form and consciousness. That's what I wrote here. When wisdom arises, the phenomenal world of form and consciousness will have no power over you, and you and they will like collapse in front of you. That's why you must develop the wisdom from the direct seeing to have that understanding to penetrate all this manifestation, to wake up and come to the understanding that all these are not real. They are mind-made, consciousness only, appearing, disappearing. But because of sakkayaditti, the five aggregate of form and mind grabs and cling onto it, believing that this is a permanent, unchanging entity. This form and mind is you. That's how, from sakkayaditti, you develop the egoic mind, the personality. And this egoic mind, because it believes it exists, then you create what they call the I and the me. Then this I and the me, which is sakkayaditti, try to own things. That's why the I, the me, and mind, all this, they are the deception of sakkayaditti. From sakkayaditti, everything arises, because deludedly you grasp at this, believing that it's you, it's a permanent unchanging entity. That's why from the personality, you think you exist, you want to own things, you want to have things, you want to possess things, you arise the greed, the selfishness, the possessiveness, the craving, the clinging, the grasping. And when things don't go your way, you create negative emotion. You develop hatred, anger, jealousy, selfishness. All this manifests. Then violence. That's why the evil result of greed and hatred manifest. Then when things arise, you cannot understand, you develop all the doubt, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the restlessness of mind. And that is what delusion is all about. Yeah, moha. When you are deluded, you cannot understand. All these things create suffering in you. That's why mentally it like haunt you. All your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, phobia, insecurity, all this are your, they call it the delusion part, moha. So when you have delusion, you cannot understand truth, you cannot understand what is happening. That's why you develop unnecessary fear through thought projection, through holding on to the illusionary time. Then when you recall your phobia of the past or insecurity, everything that manifests, that clinging onto the past and the future trigger of mental fear, mental worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. And all these are not a reality, hasn't happened yet or already happened, no more a reality. But you cling onto it deludedly by holding onto it. That's why that is called sakkayaditti, self-delusion, grasping. Indirectly, is also a type of ignorant of the truth, the nature's law that governs all of life and existence, the Panchaniyama. So this is the aspect of the teaching that is most difficult to penetrate unless you have sati, mindfulness, developed until very stable, until you can see all this manifestation clearly. That's why I wrote in the Unicode 151, to really have the ability to see beyond mind, you must develop the stability of sati to have the direct seeing without words, without concept, to see things as they are, and to insight in the phenomena and to awaken. Or to develop that silent inner awareness to observe and understand who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. How you become angry, how you stir your mind, how you react to sense experience, how all this self-delusion manifests. Then you understand clearly how you entangle yourself, how you become afflicted, miserable, how suffering comes to be. Then you see clearly and witness the karmic process. How when you don't have the Dhamma understanding, the First Noble Truth Reality, when it hit, you confront them without the Dhamma understanding, then suffering will follow you. Because you will have sakyadity to condition you to grasp and cling onto the fire aggregate of form and mind, transforming it to upadana khandas, the fire aggregates of grasping aggregate. You grasp at your physical body, you grasp at the feeling that manifests, believing feeling is you. You grasp at everything you come to perceive in the phenomenal world. And you grasp at all the idea, the views, the opinion, the conditioning, the phobia, the insecurity, the belief system that you hold on to. That is sankhara. You grasp at it, you will create your own unnecessary suffering and conflict. Yeah. Then finally, whatever you become conscious of, if you grasp at it, it will still cause you suffering. We are conscious that it's like a great magician or an illusionist. It creates illusion for you to see. That's why this illusionary world is a chaotic world. It lures you, it entices you, it conditions you into delusion. And from there, that delusion triggers the whole mass of suffering. And this is what life and existence is when you understand. But when you don't understand, you are lost in it. You suffer without knowing that there is suffering. You still blame, point finger, and do all the funny things that living beings do. Understanding this is most important. This is cultivation. You cannot do this, you cannot cultivate. Okay, can follow? Huh? Can follow? Cannot listen again. For those who have the understanding, they can follow. Yeah? So, at least now everything is recorded, video, and you can listen to it. That's why that is the benefit of technology. Then now even with the AI executive summary, it helps a lot. Because from the few that they all generate, I listen to it. Instead of having to read through the transcript or listen to the thing for 2-3 hours, they summarize for you in less than 20 minutes. And the key points are all there, you know? All the important points are all there. You know? That's why if you really cultivate before, or if you have read through it and you want to make note, the executive summary is the best. You just take down the point, and from there, you find it very clear, very easy to cultivate, where you will not miss out anything. Because they almost covered more than 80% of what I share, except for the about 10% over to 20%. I think a summary is just a summary. It cannot take in everything. Yeah. But good enough. Well, it will make you interested. Even they themselves are amazed. From the transcript of a talk now, I can summarize them. I can share all these very, very important Dhamma understanding. that can enable cultivator of the way to really develop the understanding and progress, and is related to life and is very applicable. It's not a theory. It's not something that that is very theoretical and cannot be like applied to life. And in many cases, the example given helped so many people. That's why they were very, very impressed. So you listen to the executive summary, it can help you a lot. Although it's not precise because AI is a machine, but good enough actually. They are very good in creating dialogue through summary, executive summary, and share it with with all the people who actually can link to what they have created. And this is how our humanity's development of AI can help trigger off very fast progress in our civilization. That's why now they have created a lot of AI-assisted learning. So now you don't have to use so much memory or analytical understanding and other things. In fact, most of this, the AI can perform better. And they are like a human being that doesn't develop forgetfulness and other things. Because being computer and assisted by the AI, artificial intelligence, the more they develop the program, they can make them intelligent or not. Although it's not a conscious being with the intelligence, but it's an artificial intelligence, artificial machine that can develop the intelligence. Of course, not the awareness-based, direct seeing, obviously. There's a certain aspect when I mention direct seeing, I think they have no idea what that thing is. But they can use word to coin all those answers for you. Because they also have their own logic. And the more what they call data you give to them, the more understanding they develop. That's why they call it artificial intelligence. They develop their own intelligence and they become smarter and smarter when they learn from everybody. They have a lot of knowledge and they have a lot of this type of filtering system. Like that day Sui was trying to explain to me. They got a lot of criteria, how many percent popularly accepted. Then they will fit the computer. Okay, this one you can take it in as more probable or you can use it to share and all those things. But they keep on updating themselves, improving on themselves. And that is an aspect of technology which I think is useful when you know how to make use of them. So, like I always say, don't blame technology. You like it or not, technology is here to stay. The application of technology, the user of technology, and that one very important. You can make use of it, you actually can benefit from it, and you can develop a lot of new skill, new understanding, and it can assist you in many ways, save time, and develop more clarity and understanding, because it's not easy. Okay, any questions so far? Huh? Don't have. Everybody understood. If you got question, you can ask, or you can on your mic, or you can raise your hand. Okay, maybe we cover the next code, 152. Okay, turn to page 42 of this Unicode, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code by me. This one is like a summary of Unicode 150 and 151. So 152 say understanding the meaning of condition arising. This one you must listen attentively. Maybe I will elaborate on it at the next Thursday class. But I read to you first because we have only about 5 minutes to go. Whatever that is born of nature's creation, following nature's law, which is the Pancha Niyama, is a condition arising causal phenomena. So get it right, get it understood. When conditions come together, it arises. That's why each year you wave off. Everything within the conditioned world is conditioned Dhamma. When condition continue to sustain itself, then it will continue to exist. When conditions cease to be, then the phenomenon will cease to be. Hence, it's not a permanent unchanging entity that you can hold on to, cling on to, grasp on to, and say, it is me, this is me, this is I, therefore all this cannot be, can be mine. Then I continue. Since it's not a permanent unchanging entity that you can hold on to, grasp on to, and cling on to, that's why it's not you, not self, for it comes and it goes, dependent on nature's condition. The next sentence is very powerful. It is in a state of flux. When you are with the pure awareness nature, you can see it coming and going, manifesting and passing away. That's why it's in a state of flux, constantly evolving the whole movement. You can see it, the whole of activity and movement. Within the tranquility, that stillness, the silent observation of what is, really manifests the whole characteristics within existence. That's why truth or universal characteristics or anicca, dukkha, anatta, they are in the midst of life and existence. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. If you silence your mind, the silent observation of what is, you see all the activity and the movement mentally, physically, and nature's phenomena. They all exhibit all the universal characteristics, moment to moment. So that ability to comprehend and see is very powerful. So spend some time, go through it, read through it, and develop the understanding. Then when you stabilize all this understanding, when you meditate, it becomes very easy. Then the moment you understand, your nature will awaken. And it's like the flip of the palm, very easy. So all this, you can only get it from people who have stabilized their understanding through their own cultivation. Then only they can come up with all this unique code to share with you. Oh, 9:44 already. One more minute. Okay, I read again. You go later on your own, go back and read through it. Understanding the meaning of condition arising. Means how come all these phenomena within the condition world has this unique characteristics of impermanent, because they are condition arising, causal phenomena, that's why it's impermanent. They come and they go, depending on condition they arise. When condition cease to be, they cease to be. Whatever that is born of nature's creation, that's why I use the word nature's creation, following nature's law or the Pancha Niyama, is a condition arising causal phenomena or in the Mahayana tradition, they call it 一切与为法. When conditions come together, it arises. When condition continue to sustain itself, then it will continue to exist, like my voice. But the moment I stop, when condition cease to be, it ceases to be. Hence, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can hold on to, cling on to, grasp on to. It is not you, not sound, for it comes and it goes, dependent on nature's condition. That's why my teacher say, just like mighty nature rolling by, we choose to accept everything as natural. That is the meaning. It is in a state of flux, constantly evolving, manifesting, arising and passing away, moment to moment. Every moment, every existence is just like that. The moment, which is the only reality in life, is not a static thing. Is evolving. Moment to moment, life passes by. As real as can be, it's only within the moment. Split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. Therefore, how real can life be? Can existence be? We have that present moment which is so transient. It just a condition arising phenomena that come and go, come and go. Split second is there and gone, split second is there and gone. And that is the only reality in life, in existence. So how real can life be? See it clearly. Then wake up. That's why I share the famous the Mandarin song, 往事只能回味. You can only recall through memory of what has happened. That's why everything within life existence, you can only recall through memory. Technically, no reality. Because if there is no mind to hold on to all this in memory, nothing exists. You also don't exist. The universe also don't exist. But the universe is a massive movement. It only exists for the mind to hold on to. Technically, it doesn't exist at all. Okay? Okay, so with this, I think we end. Then we will have our 3 minutes of toilet break. Huh? Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah. Okay, now we open up for second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever Q&A session, question and answer session. You can ask me whatever Dhamma question regarding the meditation or the essential Dhamma and the teaching, and also how to apply this teaching to help you understand life and solve your problems in life.
Hi, good evening, Brother Teo, yeah. Mrs. Teo, yeah. And the rest of Kalyanamitas.
Yeah. Sadhu. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. After coming back from the retreat,
very good. Yes.
I feel very different from before going.
Definitely.
Yeah. Just like when I'm doing my daily chores.
Yeah, yeah. You are now more mindful, huh?
Mindful than usual, but I.
Wow, Sadhu.
Yeah, I can sense that. It's very different in the sense that, when I sweep the garden,
yeah.
I feel that I.
Sadhu,
the whole awareness was
inside your action and body, your bodily action.
Yeah,
that is very good.
Yeah, and I don't.
You continue with this, you will progress very fast. Then you will understand on your own. When the sati come, all the thing I share, you will understand. Yeah, and it become like very clear. Sadhu to you, very good. That's why daily mindfulness is very important. Yeah. After you have developed the ability to stabilize the inner awareness and develop the higher awareness to be sensitive of all your bodily vibration, heartbeat, everything, then it slow down. then your awareness nature stabilize, then you continue to carry this mind state into your daily life, you will progress very fast. Sadhu Deo. Very good.
And Brother Deo, another report on my meditation just now. I'd be able to rest and on my heart area, more toward the left side. But when I also very sensitive to the movement of the heart, when I breathe in, and I feel that two area of my heart is pumping louder than
feel it, then relax into it.
Yeah.
The more you relax into it, the deeper it goes in. Very good. If you can draw your breath and feel the area, means it's activating.
Yeah.
That nature is activating. And this is your pure movement. Your pure movement from your pure awareness nature. Then later on, you will be able to like detect your gateway later on. Not so fast, which is very good. You let it draw. Then you can stay there one, no thought one.
Yes.
Hardly wander off. I cannot wander off already. You become very stable, you anchor there.
Yeah.
Then you no need object of meditation, because your breath itself will take you there. Then so from
very
there,
natural, yeah.
Very natural, then you relax. No wonder you can, in your daily life, when you sweep the garden or whatever, even when you go into your house, you're walking, everything, the awareness is there.
Yeah.
Then when you sit down, or you stand, when you go up, all this movement is like you're aware.
Yeah.
Then turning, bending, stretching, like everything you do, you have awareness.
It's been synchronized.
Yes, synchronized. Yes. And it is like you no longer like last time. No wonder you say you can feel that you are totally different before you go, and after the retreat come back, you're totally different. That is because you are now so much more stable in your daily awareness, your daily life. The heedless thinking has actually reduced a lot. And that's why initially you can sense it. It's like very clear to you, very prominent. And this is the beginning of heedful living.
It's very fulfilling.
Very fulfilling.
Yeah, very fulfilling. Yeah. Very joy.
And there's a lot of joy, a lot of tranquility. Like your thought hardly move already, very little. Whatever movement you can see very clear, but the heedless thinking on, the worrying, the panicking, the planning, the scheming, the reaction, all those like slowly, slowly, completely wipe off. That is progress. Sadhu to you.
Thank you.
Very good, very good.
Sadhu.
Because of your faith, and also your affinity with the great beings, especially Junti, Guanyin, and all those things. Very good. Sadhu. Anything else?
And the other thing is that I also noticed that when I breathe in, breathe out, I also feel that a lot of like going through the navel.
Very good.
It go in.
Yeah, very good.
It, together with the breath, it come
out. Let it move. Let it move. Then relax into it. When it moves that time, you just let it move. But you must remember to relax into every mind state that arises. Otherwise, you know what happens, it will build up.
Yeah.
It will build up. Then it will develop into what they call a sort of like energy field. But you don't worry. And this one is based on your mindfulness one. Based on your mindfulness, actually, this type of energy is also useful for your health and for your, I should say, development of not the normal qi. This one is development of the pure awareness energy. This pure. But if you relax into it, because the purpose of our pure awareness-based meditation is to let the nature move. You don't go and keep it there, understand or not? Wherever it takes you, let it happen. Then relax into it. Then it will not build up until very strong. It will just activate to the level it need to, then after that it will move. It will go to another place. Then all this will expedite the transformation within. Because this is external, but it's already very good because yours is from the your awareness nature sati. From the sati, you go in. It's still external, but good enough that it will activate. That the breath will take you in, especially to your heart area.
Yeah.
Then it will later on its own move to the level there, Tan Tien. Tan Tien. Then after that, it will move some more. Then do you realize something? You fart a lot.
Yeah,
a lot
okay.
of gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of gas come out, which is good because it filters your system. But this is not the pure energy yet. Later on, after you locate the gateway, at that time, a lot more gas will be released. But it is like clean air, no smell. It will transform your whole physical. That pure energy will heal you, like clear all your toxin, everything. Then you feel very good, very good. Very sadhu to you.
Thank you.
My nature rejoices because you can follow the instruction and develop such progress. Very good. Mainly because of your faith and affinity with the great beings. Yeah, you continue to describe. Today one can understand.
Yeah, can.
Oh, very good, sadhu. You can understand today one, you will penetrate faster.
Today lesson, like, it doesn't come to my ear, but it's straight,
straight to your heart.
My heart is
very good, very good.
Well,
where that one will understand it clearly. Where that one is nature understanding, not for memory.
Yeah.
You are not trying to commit to memory.
Yes.
You realize you just listen, then you just go in.
Yes.
If memory, you try to remember, no? No point. You try to remember, it doesn't go in. Where it becomes knowledge. Because your brain doesn't work so fast. Then it try to remember as knowledge. Then it's not the real thing. The real thing is you listen, then you go in. Listen, then you go in. Yeah. Then the understanding will come by itself. Then you go back. That day, I think, at the Tuesday class, I think you were attended online. You remember what I said? After you all come back, you will feel very tired, but your nature's energy is very strong. Well, you all draw without you knowing it. Then during that few days, even if you sleep or you rest, the movement inside is moving already. Moving. That's why you can progress very fast. Then when you continue with your bodhisattva vow and your religious routine, which you do, you will progress very fast. Sadhu. You can move faster than poaching also. Very good. Sadhu.
Sadhu,
keep
sadhu.
It up, keep
Thank
it up,
you,
sadhu. Let us rejoice, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
Good evening, Radio.
Good evening, yes.
And everybody. Radio. I'm not sure that I feel like more confident and more calm as well. You know, certain things like before I might feel more tense or more anxious, it's like not so already, like, you know.
Yeah.
For example,
you have become different, yeah.
Like for example, previously, you know, I always observe the time to start work. You know, I don't want to be late, and if let's say I start work a bit late, even 5 minutes, there will be like anxiety building up.
In the early days, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, just this morning, I took my parents to the hospital with my younger brother. So actually I can work from home. If I take them to the hospital, then I later on I don't drive to work.
Yeah.
Then I go home and then I work from home.
I
don't know this time, right? I wanted to work in the office. But the appointment I'm not sure I will be late, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really. But then as I drive to work after that, I didn't feel that kind of anxiety in me.
That noise inside your mundane thinking.
Yes, that voice to say that, you know, you are late.
The anxiety.
Correct.
All those mundane mind triggering off all the thought process. That one is no longer there. Very good, Sadhu.
Yeah, I think I was late by more than 1 hour. But
no problem.
No problem.
So as long as you have text your colleague or what, you say something crop up, I need to send my parents to the hospital. After that, I will come. So we'll be late, whatever, keep me involved. Then everything will go very well, very smoothly. Like last time, I remember when I was working in the early 90s, I remember. Actually, very important meeting, involving listed company, corporate client, and all things. But because of my rapport, very close with the GM and the client side, every time I got meeting or if I got something on, I would text her and I say, caught in the traffic, should be there in another maybe half an hour or what. Then they will reply very nice, don't worry, Mr. Teo, take your time, I will cover for you. Then whatever he need to know, he will text me, then I will reply, then he will reply in the meeting. But most of the time, he wait till I come. But most of the time, I also be punctual if I can. But sometimes, no choice. We are from PJ side, I go to KL meeting. Sometimes the traffic can be really not so smooth sailing. Very good. But yeah, now you start to experience all this, which is very good. That's why with the Dhamma, with the understanding, it will transform you. That negative mind state less and less, less and less.
Yeah, Radhya, I just tell myself, never mind lah, you just work longer, then you know you give back the time later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what other example? I don't know, it's just that I just feel more calm like that.
Yeah. You will come to experience all those things as you develop the progress, the understanding. Mm-hmm. Then your character, your way of like going through life, existence become different. You are more confident. You create less negative emotion, tendency and all those things. And you can have clarity. And you can actually continue your working life in a very pleasant and, I should say, more efficient manner, because you can start to apply the Noble Eightfold Path understanding to help you make yourself more efficient. So your ability to interact with people, to communicate with people, to see things as they are and come to terms with the reality and move on to resolve issues amicably. And people will see it and they know you are good and they like you to be around during meeting. That's why during the days when I was still working, I remember the client, they like to call me in. They say, Teo, you free or not, you can come and help us in the meeting. So it's actually their own project. Before they conceptualize it, firm it up, they will call in the planner, the architect, and also the other consultant. But they need me to help them look at the overall, because I am very good at that time. I worked as client before and I know all the roles of all the planners, architects, consultants, and all that. Then I can see a lot of things very clearly. That's why they like me. And most of them, after they came to know me more, after working with me, they even tell my company's partners, he said, you put you on the job, this job is yours. Just like that, straightforward. That's why they're very happy. Of course, as time goes by, I am on too many jobs. But no problem. Most of these clients, I know them. So sometimes the meeting clash, then I ask for permission to be excused from that meeting which is not so important. And most of the time they say, no problem, I say, the minutes already sent out. Your item, you just let me know the answer that you have to your minutes. Then she will help me to report that GM is very good. Actually, he is the group GM. overall, completely in charge. And all these are a natural consequence of your ability to handle corporate things, meetings and all those things. That's why with the Dhamma understanding, when you know how to apply the Noble Eightfold Path, you can resolve a lot of things in life. Even career is the same. Okay, Manya, what about today's sharing? Can follow?
Can.
Wow, very good. Sadhu.
I'm beginning to realize that like Brad, you said the teaching is really not only wonderful, it's silently very powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, silently right. Powerful, you know, people are not able to notice it until they understand it. And the understanding
very true, Sadhu. Not until they understand it, then they cannot see the wonder of that teaching, the uniqueness of the teaching. How marvelous, how wonderful it is, and how complete it is, that type of teaching, and the way it links and manifests, really beyond a lot of people's ability to comprehend. Sometimes it's like beyond their wildest dream, that the Theravada teaching, the Mahayana Buddhist teaching, can become so sophisticated, so complete, and so wonderful. Because this is not in the book, and you cannot find. Because this is related to life, existence, manifestation from our senses, from our mundane thinking mind, and our pure awareness nature that can enable us to have the direct seeing, the awakening, the understanding, the transformation. Even what Brother Wong now go through, and a lot of Kayamitas after they develop the program, they become so different, completely transformed. So all these are living reality. Even the AI know. The AI's comment are fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, they use very beautiful words. They also amaze.
Yeah, I was listening to the meditation. Just now as I was driving home, and it really struck me. It's like, I don't know, I earlier hear it, it's not like anything spectacular, like very ordinary.
But now it's so different. The executive summary is so beautiful, so precise. And they give very good compliment. It's just based on a 2-hour session of sharing and the transcript from there. It's not a book that you plan to write. No. That's why I tell you, don't ask me to write a book, I cannot. But you make use of the thing that I share and transcribe it out. It is better than any book, I tell you. A lot of Dhamma inside there, a lot of understanding inside there. And it's very penetrative, like what they say. And it is very complete. That's why with the AI, it can summarize out for cultivator of the way to see the beauty of the understanding and the presentation that is actually presented. Well, if you read through the transcript, sometimes it may take you 45 minutes or 1 hour, but you cannot get the executive summary out now because most of them who read are new people. They have not developed the cultivation. But you have developed the cultivation, every sentence, every word is very meaningful and very penetrative. Very good, Manya, Sadhu.
Thank you. But I
yeah,
also
yeah,
don't
yeah.
know
Sadhu,
why
rejoice, rejoice.
I didn't see earlier, you know,
Yeah.
it's clearer now. And then I remember this afternoon when I was having lunch, you know, in the cafe, there will be many colleagues, many people, right?
Ah,
And
yes.
I brought you all this while I had this habit of when I see someone, there will be something on in my head, you
Yeah,
know, and all the time. And then sometimes it will cause some kind of negativity,
yeah,
like,
negative verbalization and all those things chattering inside,
which will, you know,
comment.
It might make me feel inferior, or, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
especially if that person is someone much, much higher than me.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
at, very funny, right? Yeah. So that part time also, I still didn't realize it, but was, and much later, I think, I don't know when I was alone or driving home that time, it struck me, you know, that, it is happening to you again, all this. I mean, why do you need to do it to yourself all the time like that? Next time, when you see all these people again, you should keep quiet, look at them, be silent, and then maybe, you know, just smile at them, see what is their reaction.
Just observe. Observe.
Don't go ahead and think this and that.
Then you will develop the understanding. They are just the way they are. Conditioned like that, things like that. Then you become very peaceful, very tranquil, very still. Then you can laugh over what happened. But it's not so real after all. It's just a phenomenal of causes and effect. Condition arising, causal phenomena, keep on arising and manifesting. So all this is just the way things are. Condition like that, things will be like that. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Then as you reflect, contemplate more and more, then your equanimity become more and more stable. Then you can smile at all things. Then you can just be. Means within the silent, you just be. Means the specific phenomenal awareness observe. Or silent completely. Spacious awareness without a sandal. Silent, completely silent. You can decide to stay in, not manifest. Or stay in, manifest. If you want to know, you can know. If you want to understand, you can understand. Otherwise, you just let things be. Then you realize, through all this training, your space between thought become more and more, more and more. Means the mundane mind, there is very conditioned by the habits and all those things, is no longer behaving like last time. And you can see it very clearly, you know. It's like space between thought has increased a lot. And you hardly think. And all these things like no longer like before. It cannot attract you like before. It cannot stir your mind, cause you to react and become afflicted or affected. All this you can see no more. Then later on you know it's already rooted out. It cannot arise again. Yeah, these are dependent originating mind state. Last time you don't have the equanimity, the wisdom. That's why you perceive through the sense experience. You react, you stir. And you create the mental movement. And this mental movement are always your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. Then sometimes it creates remorse like you went through. It makes you feel inferior when they are very senior. But these are conditioned arising mind state that society will have an impact on the human mind, especially the mundane mind that is barren of the Dhamma. Barren, you know, without the Dhamma. That one, it triggers a lot of emotional negativity, psychological mind state that is very negative. So all this, you will see them clearly manifesting as you progress. Very good, Manyan. Putao.
Yeah, Sadhu, thank you so much, Raj.
Sadhu.
And yeah, thank you for all the teaching. And I was really happy to hear about Brother's Chan. Brother Wong's experience just now. His progress. I hope also I will be able to progress well.
Can.
Yeah.
Each and every Kayamita can, you really have the faith and diligently you walk this path. Then develop the religious routine, the daily mindful. Once it's stabilized, you will go through all those experiences. And you will progress very fast. After that, whatever you see is so different. Then life itself, you suddenly realize it's really marvelous. It's your greatest teacher. Your truth is everywhere in the midst of life and nature. That's why whatever he contemplates later on, the Dhamma will arise. It's like teaching you. Then you develop more and more insight and awakening. Then everything like click and fall into place. Then when he listen again or read my transcript again, the meaning will go in, go in, and clearer and clearer. Then as he meditate, he will transform someone. Then as he attend more and more of this style of sharing, the understanding will go to the heart direct. It's no more through the senses hearing from the forehead, the brain, no more. The shift from the forehead to the heart is very important. And it can happen quite fast when you have the sati developed. That's why he is experiencing them. Even the drawing of a breath. There are two areas in the heart there where he can sense it. But that is how that nature activates through its own breathing. When there is sati. Then later on, the navel there, we call it the navel tan tian. There is this movement. It's actually activating that so-called the Hindu call it chakras. That one is tan tian, where the qigong people, they go there. But that one, they fix their thought there. Then they send the energy inside there. Yeah, this one is different. Through your anapanasati, your mindfulness of the in and out breath, then it moves from the heart, it moves there. Then it will activate. It will continue to move. That's why I say relax into it and let it move. Don't fix it. Just let it move. Very good. So Manyan, anything else?
No more lah. Just that I feel more confident that sadha, and I don't think that the teaching is so esoteric as before.
Yeah, correct. And it's so so easy to comprehend if you have the faith. No longer like what people used to say, very esoteric, like very magical. Ordinary people can understand. No, day-to-day life understanding can fit into the teaching. It don't have to be like very esoteric or sophisticated until they cannot explain to you. They say, you meditate lah, then only. No, can be explained on. Can be realized by the wise, each for themselves.
Good evening, Radio.
Yeah, good evening, Sadhu.
Radio and all calamitas.
Yeah.
Talking about daily experiences, suddenly I have this one, this wish, wish to share up.
Sadhu.
It is during Tuesday and Thursday, I went to market. Today, Thursday, I went to market, and last Thursday, when I was finished parking my car and then walking towards the market, because the 5 foot way was quite narrow.
Okay.
And I usually tend to give way to the oncoming
pedestrian.
So I just move away a bit, I stop there and then let them pass by. Then suddenly this lady said thank you to me.
Sadhu.
So I can feel the joy come up.
Yeah.
And then when I pass by them, then the kid can feel the joy also finishing. Drop off lah.
Yeah.
That was Tuesday. And then today, Thursday, after I bought the fruit, some fruits, so I walking back to my car. Again, I give way to another pedestrian.
Sahabu.
And then the pedestrian look at me and smile at me.
Yeah.
Then I just smile back. Then immediately I just walk by. I didn't really hold on to whatever the no thoughts coming up.
Yeah.
Because I just do what I need to do. I just walk
correct,
back.
Correct. Because people can sense you when you have the Dhamma understanding and your nature inside different. Because you have developed what they call the compassion, the love, and the care for people. And your energy, your actually pure awareness, that sati, and your transformation within your what they call character, it actually show up and people can sense you and can feel you, especially when you have metta. Then when you really let them pass, means you make effort to actually give them the space to pass by. They feel happy, appreciative, because they know you are genuine and you are sincere and you are very kind. And this style of human being are very rare to encounter. Most of them are selfish. And very seldom do you see somebody that can give way and allow other people to pass first. That's why they develop the joy, the smile. And sometimes they come and thank you. But for you, it's very good. Because in the past, maybe you seldom have this condition to see all this and enable all this to happen in real life. So this one is a new phase of your understanding. That's why it will unfold. And this is how you improve your understanding of Noble Eightfold Path. The Noble Eightfold Path, from right view, leading to all the right thought, right speech, right action, it will become like automatically manifesting. It becomes a part of you. And all this movement, you do it with sincerity and with a lot of joy. That's why more and more of this will unfold as you move on with your cultivation. Oh, very good. Anything else?
Maybe I report what I experienced during our camera retreat.
Better, yes.
How to say? Even from first day, when we settled down with the lesson on, with reading of the Heart Sutra short notes, and then on the second day itself, already feel like very quiet, and then feel like talking. I don't feel like talking.
Settle down already, very fast.
Yeah. I will talk only when it's necessary.
Correct, sadhu.
I can feel very strongly, every time after the formal meditation, whether sitting or lying down, or walking also, sometimes I do the walking meditation.
Yeah.
After that, I feel I'm like energized now.
Sadhu, like, very good.
No more tired. Every time rejuvenate itself, but the body.
Rejuvenate and recuperate. Like you feel very energized.
No tired at all.
Yes, sadhu. Means and this then, retreat, you are very different already.
I feel like I'm stabilizing.
A lot more stable already. And you know how to rest very fast. Very fast.
Yes.
Don't worry, continue.
even sometimes when I met our roommate in the room, our sister Yun Chan, she saw me and said, you don't look tired, how come?
Said,
I'm okay, I'm not tired at all. maybe she is resting in the room or what, I don't know lah. But yeah, when she told me, she said, hey, how come, Amy, you are not tired lah? I said, no, I'm quite fresh, I said. So that there's the like a very energetic, like very energized during the whole retreat.
And
usually I will rest for afternoon nap for a while, but no, because I have duty to do during the lunch. Yeah. So even in between, I think I never go back to the room to lie down at all.
Sadhu. You know why or not? Because when you develop more stability, actually the whole law sambhausi together with our collective consciousness and energy, the great being's energy, you will draw a lot on, because you stabilize your inner awareness and you know how to be in that state. And when you draw, you don't feel tired on. You like very fresh and recuperate very fast, rejuvenate very fast in your own world. And all this will happen because that energy that goes in is very different. It's pure energy and is ever radiating for the cultivator of the way on. Then Kayamita that has the faith and the stability of awareness, they will draw. They will draw. Sadhu to you, very good.
I think I'll stop here for a while because I'm up already for sharing a merit. If I have the condition on Sunday, maybe I continue.
Can Sunday we continue. Sunday class cancel. Sunday, Mother's Day, class cancel.
Yeah. Okay, then next opportunity.
Then the next Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay,
Sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Today sharing all very good. Okay, now we will share merits, transfer merit. Then we will end. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa jirang rakantu loka sasana etawata chamehi Padan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabasampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Devo asat kalena sasa sampati heto cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya Sadhu. Okay, y'all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Sadhu.